Just a few halachot regarding the Asara B'Tevet. So the halacha says, we're reading from Ner Tzion. Mora ya'ale al rosho kishi yeten libo al galut ha-shechina v'galut Yisrael. Person should be concerned about the exile of the Shechina and the galut of Yisrael v'rov ha-tzarot v'apur ha-anuyot me'az chorban bet ha-mikdash. From the time of the Beit HaMikdash, she'en yom she'en kilalto merubah mechavero. Every day the curses get worse, Rahman HaSinan. V'en ha'davar talui ela b'tshuvah ma'asim tovim. The main thing is teshuvah ma'asim tovim. V'yukhal la'asot kema'asei ha'navi Yoel, she'be'odo tzam ve'lavu sak ba'efer la'churban. Yoel, the prophet, he was dressed in sackcloth and he had ashes on his head, commemorating the destruction. Bikesh Hashem Yitbarach Shiyislach La'amo Yisrael. He prayed to God that God should forgive us for our sins. Leman lo yitchalil shemo baguim. Not for our sake, but for his sake. So his name does not become desecrated. Like we say, Ba'ata Hashem Elokeinu Asher Hoceita, etc. Asara B'Tevet Hu Tzom Asiri. That's referred in the Pasuk over there. Tzom Asiri, which means not that it's on the 10th day, but it's in the 10th month. What happened on this day? Shebo samach melech babel Nebuchadnezzar rasha al Yerushalayim. That's when he laid siege around the city of Jerusalem. Vibiya b'matzor u'masok b'shnat gimel alafim shin lamerhet. So in the year 3338 from creation. V'yasim elibo kama nehergu al yedeze. A lot of people died as a result because there was a blockade. So there was no food going in. So then, was God forbid, there was famine and there was all diseases. Shara ta'aniyot milvad asara b'tevet efshar shiyachulu b'shabbat v'nedchim liyom lishon. For example, the Tisha B'Av can fall on Shabbat. Shavasa b'tamuz can fall on Shabbat. Som Gedalia can fall out on Shabbat. But asara b'tevet cannot fall out on Shabbat. Asara b'tevet apikimut v'shanim shlipenu lo yachul klal b'shabbat. And it also cannot come out on a Monday. Kmo ken, shara taniyot anal iyev shashiyot b'yom shishi. The other fasts can never come out on a Friday. However, rak asara b'tevet efshar shiyachul b'yom shishi. Hal asara tevet b'yom shishi. Of course, if it falls out on a Friday, the halakha says we fast on a regular Friday, and even though we have to go into Shabbat like that, that is the halakha. Now, the halakha says that these fasts don't begin until the morning. So it's permissible to eat the night before, until Alot HaShachar. According to Shulchan Aruch, if a person went to sleep and made a condition before he went to sleep that he wants to eat or drink, it'll be permissible so long as he gets up before Alot HaShachar and he'll be able to eat or drink. According to the opinion of Maran, he also needs to make a condition for drinking. So if he plans just to have a cup of coffee when he gets up in the morning, according to Shulchan Aruch, he should make a condition before he goes to sleep that he wants to have the coffee or drink. Whereas according to the Rama is lenient even without a condition. Al-Kel ibn Sfarad, en la'kil b'shtiya belo tenai. That's as well the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Re'eh. המקבל תענית מעלות השחר, טוב שיתנה קודם שישן בפירוש שישתה מים וקפה באשמורת קודם מעלות השחר אחר השינה. ואף אגב יש אומנים, דמים מותר אפילו בסתם שאינו מפרש. Which means, even though the Ben Ish Chai says that there's some lenient, but he prefers to make the condition, and it seems that that's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch as well. Tenai ze b'taniyot yachid rashay la'asot gam b'machshevet alev. It's permissible to even make this condition in a machshava. However, when it comes to ta'anit sibur, Chacham Ben Tzion, you should make it actually verbally. And it should be every ta'anit. You shouldn't make one tenai for all the ta'aniyot. So again, tenai ze b'taniyot yachid רשאי לעשות גם במחשבת הלב, ואין צריך שיפרש בפיו. אבל בתענית ציבור צריך לפרשו בפיו. ועוד לציון חלק ג' פרק למראה א' אות ב' that holds that it can be done on a תענית יחיד במחשבה, ותענית ציבור should be done an explicit verbal statement.